Controlling psyllids on young trees is vitally important in the face of HLB. University of Florida entomologist Michael Rogers summarizes his recent Citrus Expo talk on that topic.
Controlling psyllids on young trees is really vital for the future of our industry. We're losing a lot of trees to HLB, blight, other conditions, maybe even just old age. And growers, if we're going to continue the productivity of the groves into the future, we've got to be able to replace those dying trees with new trees and get those young trees up to producing fruit in as short of time as possible, but without becoming infected with HLB, because if those trees become infected before they reach bearing age, chances are they'll never really be very productive trees returning money for the grower.
You outlined a few insecticides. I think they're all neonicotinoids that really work on young trees.
The foundation of the young tree programs are really going to be using the soil-applied neonicotinoid insecticides. These are the things like imidacloprid, thimethoxam, and clothianidin. When they're applied to the root system of the trees, they're taken up through the vascular system, through the xylem of the citrus plant, and move systemically throughout all the canopy of the tree. So as a tree starts to flush, that new flush that's produced will contain that insecticide. And what happens is, as a psyllid comes in and feeds on that plant, when it puts its mouth parts in, it actually gets a dose of that insecticide before it makes it starts doing the feeding behaviors that are responsible for pathogen transmission or for inoculating or infecting a tree with the HLB pathogen. So basically, these soil-applied systemics can actually make the psyllids quit feeding before they infect the tree. And that's really important, because a lot of our other insecticides that we rely on for psyllid population suppression don't necessarily provide that ability to prevent a tree from becoming infected by disrupting the psyllid feeding behavior.
You said you're not going to get 100% control even with the best efforts with those neonicotinoids.
Yes, it's not, the neonicotinoids don't always distribute evenly throughout a tree through the canopy, and so there's going to be cases where a psyllid comes in and starts to feed on a leaf, and where they're feeding, there's no insecticide present in that leaf tissue. It happens, and we see less than 1% of the trees probably becoming infected if everything's done right. We've seen cases where we've had up to 3% infection rates on a yearly basis. And in a lot of those situations, when you take a look at what was going on, you can find holes in the program and where things could have been done better. But, we're always learning. We've really increased the label rates on some of these neonicotinoids, so with some label expansions, especially for Admire Pro, which we received a 24C label for. And we're trying to work to get some more label expansions so we can even improve the program more than what it is right now, especially for trees that are of larger size in the 5 to 9 foot tall size class.
You talked about another possible product.
It's a kale and clay, and the trade name of the product is Surround WP. It's actually an old product that's been around for quite a while. A lot of the work was first done on this by the USDA. Some of my colleagues in Fort Pierce have done work on this several years back and shown for a number of pests, including Asian citrus psyllid, that it actually can repel the psyllid. It's one of those things that's not 100%, and some of the limitations, probably the biggest limitation, is the fact that it's not rain fast. A good rain shower will actually wash it off the plant, and we've found that after about a little more than 3 inches of rain, you're going to have to reapply it. You've lost all your effectiveness.
You were very instrumental in helping early on growers get Chimas set up throughout Florida. You still are a big believer in Chimas.
Absolutely. I think the Chima program benefits everybody in all aspects of your program, not just for the young tree program where we're trying to keep psyllid populations low, and then you look at the overall grove management trying to reduce the spread of HLB. Growers can't do it on their own. It really takes the cooperation of others. And I think the information today presented by Steve Farr and Brandon Page also really showed that. They pointed that out. And some of the maps Brandon showed, compared Chimas where they were doing a good job of coordination, where some where they weren't. And there were drastic differences in the psyllid populations between the two. So it's really showing that where growers will get together and coordinate their sprays, they can really keep those psyllid populations at or near zero.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.